swimming in a room full of Pokeballs.
That's what he's doing. He's doing laps and Pikachus.
Here's this penny for you.
Welcome to episode 11 of 151 or Bust, a Pokemon podcast. I'm Jesse, your host. I have returning guest again with me, Jimbo.
Stand holding it down.
Holding it down. You just stay coming. Kush still
German.
Big Joe, he's a little busy tonight. And any other guests, they just decided they didn't want to come. They don't like me no more. That they got smelled or something.
They probably forwarded all those email addresses, like, don't email the podcast anymore. It's stupid.
So, we are 151 or Bust. We are a Pokemon podcast. We go over all things Pokemon-related, non-Pokemon-related, competitive and non-competitive. We talk about a little bit of everything, and we like to have a good time. This week, we're going to go over the remaining two team types, as well as a few questions we're going to pose. We're going to have a little bit of trivia. And then the normal things we do, Pokemon we love, hate, and the move to consider. Alright, so, this week we have two more teams to go over, but we're going to start out the way I normally do. Jim, what's been going on with you?
Nothing, man, just work.
Just working?
Just work.
No Pokemon?
No Pokemon. Still no. I haven't gotten a paycheck yet from a new job.
You gotta get paychecks.
Yeah.
I'll buy it
when I'm out in San Diego.
There you go. You have something to do. When you're hitting that plane ride.
Yeah, well... No. On the way back, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying, on the way back.
Yeah.
So I've been working on my team a little bit. I've been working on my T-Tar. Been breeding him. Takes forever because he's an egg move guy. It's no fun, but we'll get there sooner or later. He also is one of those guys, and we're going to have a Jesse's rant section as we normally do. Well, maybe not normally do, but we're going to have Jesse's rant section. Okay. I have a few things I'm going to rant about later.
Yeah.
Because they have come to my attention while I've been trying to create my Tyranitar.
I don't think you've done a rant on the podcast, but you definitely rant.
I ranted last episode.
About what?
I don't remember.
I think I ranted more than you last episode. Maybe. Because I was complaining about dishwashing and all that kind of stuff.
How are you going to complain about dishwashing? It's the best thing possible.
True.
You love dishwashing Pokemon. So yeah, I've been working on my Tyranitar and other various things. I'm trying to actually finish my team so I can play in this Gray League that the Pokemon Podcast do and straight wreck them. But it's on the agenda. We'll get there eventually. I've been a little bit busy. So this week, I haven't actually seen any good movies, so no movie reviews. Jim, too busy with work. Alright, so
zero movie time.
Alright, so we're going to go into the Pokemon, the meat and potatoes.
I did watch a movie. Hold on.
All right, I'm holding.
Check it.
Checking.
If you're really into kind of like scientific mind twist kind of movies, go see Moon. That's the name of the movie.
I've never even heard of it.
It is very, very good.
Who's in it?
I don't know the guy's name, but he was...
Is it Bob Smith?
Did you see The Green Mile?
Yes.
Okay, you know the guy that actually killed the two girls?
No. It's been like forever since
I've seen it. The guy that pees on one of the guards.
Alright, that guy.
That guy. He's the main character.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what his actual name is, but it was really good.
Alright. That's cool. Like I said, I have not seen anything. I've been too busy.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to watch.
What have you been doing?
But
working still. Yeah.
I've been working. Alright, so we're going to start out with the teams. These are, the last two teams, unless I consider other teams viable. This week we have the Stall team, Bulky team, whatever you want to call it, as well as the what I believe to be an all-around decent team you want to look at. By the way, I thought of an idea. You know what you should do? You should go over and try to remember your Gen 1 team and the moves you had on your guys, and then we'll go over that team on the podcast.
That seems like a cool idea.
Yeah. It would have to be on an episode where you're not here, though, so you don't feel like you're being disrespected.
I mean, clearly I'm always being disrespected by the Pokemon Podcast because I don't really know anything and I just get aced on all the trivia.
Oh, well, this week, hopefully you could do better on the trivia.
All right,
so let's get into the first team. The first team is the Stall team. This is not, it's a viable team. It's mostly you just build a lot of bulky guys. Like, you just had a lot of guys that are really, really hard to kill, and then you want to use, I mean, it's a lot of obviously non-offensive moves. So first off, Stealth Rock is important on this team. Stealth Rock is an entry hazard you set up. Whenever a guy comes in, he gets hit for 1/8, 1/16, 1/4 of his health, depending on how weak he is to Rock. So Charizard, he comes in on Stealth Rock, half health.
Poor Charizard.
I know. It's messed up. He's like, I'm here. Oh, my, what happened? So, another good thing to have is Roar, Whirlwind. We talked about this other episodes. Once you have Stealth Rock up, if you have a guy that's really hard to kill and you can just keep roaring them out and he keeps healing because of leftovers, he's just like, guy in, roared, get Stealth Rocked, roared, get Stealth Rocked, roared, get Stealth Rocked. And if there's a guy, like, for instance, that has no shot to kill you, you can say you're playing Skarmory. Skarmory is a good example. You could just roost, heals himself, and then you keep roaring him away. And, like, I've literally got wrecked because of that one time. Like, my ape was dead, and ape's the only one that could kill Skarmory. And it's just like, oh, he's just like, oh, roar, roar, roost, roar, 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 roost. I'm like, oh, this is very enjoyable. Hate every minute of this. Another option is Toxic, Will-O-Wisp. Will-O-Wisp, the physical attackers, Toxic, the other guys. It just slowly weans them down. And if you're playing, if you can judge your switches and, like, make it so you're not never going to get hit really hard, you just bleed all six of their guys out. It's so brutal. The other one is Walrein with Hail. We talked about this last week with the Hail team.
He's the guy that you just
Can't kill him. Like, you're like, oh, he's just a walrus. And then you're like, oh, he's just, like, substitute leftovers, ice body. Protect leftovers, ice body. You're like, wow. This is not fun. I hate every second of this.
I would definitely hate playing against a team like that.
Oh, man. I hate it, too. Yeah, well, they want to battle, too, just really, really slowly. Really, really slowly. Other guys to consider for this, Bronzong, Blissey, Zapdos, any big bulky guy.
Zapdos is bulky?
Zapdos
is
really bulky. Plus, he's hard to kill. Like, he, his only weaknesses are rock and ice, and... He has roost, so if you know you're faster than the guy shooting a rock at you or ice or whatever, you just roost, and then you have no weakness to it. He's pretty bulky. Plus, he's another one who can roar. Plus, he hits pretty hard. So, plus, he's Zapdos. He's awesome.
Yeah, Zapdos is clearly awesome. Gen 1.
Lisa Simpson. Legendary bird. Yeah. Legendary bird, Gen 1.
That's how we do it.
All right, so the last team I'm going to kind of go over is the all-around team. I feel like everybody's played one of these teams. But, probably everybody's played the you have six guys that can attack team.
Love that team.
That's the best of teams. You just straight attacking. You don't even care what's going on. So this is how I build most of my teams. Generally, the way I do it is there's four guys that are set. You have a Fizz Sweeper, Special Sweeper, a Fizz Wall, and a Special Wall. Those, you know, insert whoever you want in there. You want to have Infernape, Jolteon, Blissey, Skarmory, those are four guys that would take those spots. And then you want to have two different guys that can lead. One that can either U-turn, taunt, fake out U-turn, fake out taunt, stuff like that. As well as you want to have one guy that stealth rocks and then can either explode or set up more or be used U-turn and be used later. As well as you should always consider, there's so many moves you should consider, but you want to try to have an eclectic, like, group of moves. You want to take care of all your types. Don't have three water guys and three fire guys. You want to think about that. Think about your weaknesses. Look and go, do I have four weaknesses to bug or four weaknesses to electric? You want to consider that. Do I have multiple weaknesses to ground? If you have three weaknesses to ground, make sure you have maybe one or two guys that are flying, that won't be hit by ground, so when you know you're getting hit by it, you can switch. Also, think about the moves you have. You gotta take care of every different type. So if you're looking, you're like, all right, how am I gonna deal with and you can't deal with the ending of that statement, figure out a way to deal with it. If you can't deal with the Tyranitar, if you can't deal with the Skarmory, you have to have a way to deal with each Pokemon. It's just like any other video game or card game. You have to be able to deal with certain things that are going to come to your attention. They're going to be there. You have to be able to deal with it. Also, don't have six guys with, like, for instance, Dragon Dance. You don't want to have each guy have to set up a turn. You want to have guys that can do their thing on the first turn. You know, you want to have status moves. You want to have a nice group of things. Your walls are going to have the status moves, obviously. You want to have Aurora, U-turn, things like that. You just want to make sure you're balanced and stuff like that. So that's the all-around team. I don't really need to give too many examples. Pretty much any Pokemon, you know, is involved in this team. But this is the way I build most of my teams. I usually start with two leads and then my Fizz Sweeper, which is always Ape doing work. But you can also throw in a utility guy that could do multiple things. Maybe put a guy to sleep, poison a guy, hit a little, take a few hits, like a Breloom maybe. All right, so that's the all around team. It's definitely the way I build all my teams. All right, so what do we want to go into next, Jim? You want to go into the question we post?
No. Do you want to do the starters first?
Yeah, let's do the starters. So this week, we're gonna go over the starters, a few things about them. Obviously, I was going to pose the question, what's your favorite gen in starters, but it kind of is a moot point, being that we're 151 or bust. So every starter has been the same archetype, grass, fire, water. It's been since Gen 1. Jim's shaking his head.
It's unoriginal.
Very unoriginal. There's been a few changes. For instance, water ground, firefighting, grass really hasn't gotten too much, but grass is a terrible type anyway. Well, how do you feel about it, though? The same types every time?
I mean, it's consistent. It's nostalgic. It's the way that everybody plays Pokemon. You always start with a starter that's a specific type with a specific weakness, and it's one of those other three. It's one of those other three starters that you have your weakness to, which is part of the reason why the game always has one rival for you to face. Mm-hmm. You're going to be using your starter often. He's part of your team for the good portion of the game. Like, pretty much all of the gameplay, you're going to have your starter in there. Just, it's important to have more variety than that. Like,
yeah.
You want your starter to be as good as every other Pokemon in your six. But then again, you're also starting with a person who has a 4x weakness in one category.
So well, it depends. Depends on which guy. Yeah, like, Blastoise is not going to have a 4x weakness. Tepe, Emboar won't. Like, most of the guys don't. The only...
Well, he has a different typing now then, right? Blastoise, he was just solid straight water in Gen 1.
He's still just straight water. He doesn't have a... He only has a 2x weakness.
To...
Electric and grass.
Okay.
Yeah. The only guys that have the 4x weakness, I believe, is the Mudkip guy because he's groundwater.
So they have 4x weakness to grass.
Yeah. That's really it.
That's a fine weakness to have.
Yeah, right? You're just like, I don't ever. There's not very many good grass moves. Energy Ball is the only one, and it's very rarely used. I've seen it, but it's ugly. All right, so the types, I agree. I'm not a big fan. I think in Gen 6, they really need to consider doing three different types. Like, the one that I always hear about, Psychic, Dark, and Fighting. They have, like, the triangle one's good against the next one. It's the Rock, Paper, Scissors effect.
I think it's important to have that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that point, to keep it where one is weak to the other, and it costs, you know, a benefit to each one, is good. But I really like that idea, because Dark... Fighting and what was the other
psychic?
Those are some of the coolest Pokemon in the game. Like, they have the most fun moves. Like, they make playing that character.
Like, fun. I always wanted to have Abra as my starter. I thought it'd be cool. I mean, I don't know what the other ones would be. Maybe it's got to be a 3 evolution. So, like, Abra's one. It'd be like Abra, Machop, and
Dark.
I don't know what a 3 evolution Dark is. I don't know. I know the Dragon one from the new one. That doesn't help anything.
I don't know.
But I'm saying it's got to be something like that. I mean, they probably create a new starters anyway.
Yeah.
So it'd be 3 new starters. How do you feel about the multi-types? I know the water one's always been groundwater, and then the fighting one's always fighting fire, and then grass has just been grass, and then grass poison. How do you feel about that? Do you think they should throw in some different types? You know, I was thinking maybe add in those types, the psychic, fighting, and dark. Maybe do, like, grass, dark, fire... grass fighting, fire, dark, and water psychic.
I think water psychic sounds really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's Starmie.
Yeah.
And there was a few other ones. Slowking. Yeah. So, but those, I think, like, trying to branch out a little, because I'm getting sick of these starters. They're so boring. Like, they need to be changed or something, fiddled with. Something needs to be done. The other thing I was thinking of is, why don't they have, like, randoms? You know, like, just take all the non-legendaries that have two evolutions, so I have three different, you know, total evolutions, and just give you one of them. This seems like it's kind of ridiculous, but I think it'd be a lot more fun. Like, you start out with a Pidgey, or you start out with the Abra, or some of that effect. Like, I mean, yeah, some people are absolutely getting screwed, you know, but, you know, you can always start the game over. It's not like a big deal.
You get a Weedle.
You can also, like, make it so he chews. Like, I just think Professor Oak's straight holding out on you.
Yeah.
He's clearly got, like, piles and piles of Pokeballs just chilling in a box, and he's like, here, I have the water, grass, or fire, and you're
You know, he's like the Donald Duck of Pokemon. He's swimming in a room full of Pokeballs.
That's what he's doing. He's doing laps in Pikachus.
Here's this penny for you.
That's pretty much all he gives you. So I think that would be a cool idea. Like, I think it'd be cool to start out with a Dratini or, like I said before, Abra.
That Machamp. Would be insane to have Dratini.
Dratini's, like, not, like, that good, and it takes it a while to evolve anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, could you, like, if my Blastoise was a Dragonite, like, I would have wrecked the game, but with just that Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you could.
Yeah.
But the same thing goes with Blastoise. You could just wreck the game with Blastoise. You could just wreck the game with Venusaur if you really... No?
No.
If you evolved, if you leveled it up enough, you could. Hypothetically speaking, you could.
I mean, if you just sat there and started killing Rattatas until, like, the end of time, you could have a level 100 Venusaur by the time you get to Brock.
Just... That'd take a You're long like, time.
What up, Brock?
Bam. That would take a long time, man. A long time.
Yeah. You walk into Brock and you have a level 100 Venusaur. Like, that would be boss. But do you think that it would take more time to level your your Bulbasaur to level 100 before you got to Brock? Or catch a shiny? Like, just straight battling the same Pokemon?
It would take you more time to level to 100.
You think so?
It's not even close. Really? Like, getting a guy to level 100, think about it like this. You are gonna, in the new games, you get less experience if you're higher level. So you're getting maybe 2-3 experience killing your Rattata. It costs you over $1 million to get to level 100. That's 500,000 battles or 250,000 battles, whereas 8,000 battles will get you a shiny, probability speaking. Definitely would take longer with that one. Interesting question, Jim. I enjoyed that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
All right.
I don't remember.
So we're gonna have a question we pose this week.
Okay. I think I'm ready for this.
Are you ready for this?
I am. Let me see.
What Pokemon would you have if you could have a Pokemon in real life?
Oh, that's a good question.
You can only have one. You can only learn the moves that I can learn in the game. Clearly, you can only learn 4 moves. But I'd just be hanging out with you all the time.
Yeah, but see, there's a lot of things you gotta, you know, because you could have a Pokemon that's just way too aggressive.
Like, that's true. You just, like, have Charizard?
If your favorite Pokemon is Charizard, you would snap say, oh, I wish I could bring my Charizard to life.
But, and he burns,
you
know, your house down.
Yeah, he burns your house down, kill your neighbors,
yeah.
Eat a dog. Like,
well, that's fine. Nobody liked that dog anyway.
You know what, I think I'm going to, you know, shout this one back to last week. And
last week?
Go with my boy Rotom.
Apparently. Oh, dishwashing.
Like, I hated him at first, but, like, if you think about it, he is definitely the most useful Pokemon. If you
He's can bring a fridge. Him to
lunch. He's a fridge.
He's a dishwasher. He's a fan.
He's everything you ever
toaster.
Need. Toaster?
I think he's a toaster.
What about a TV?
Yes. He's a TV, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a
TV. Does he get cable?
I have no idea. I'll have to talk to Rotom next time. Oh, wait, he's Pokemon.
Does he talk?
No, Pokemon don't talk.
Some of them do.
Like what?
Like Meowth.
Oh, well.
And a couple of the psychic ones talk to you
that's
in
true.
Your mind.
Well, Rotom is a ghost, so he could talk to you in your sleep, maybe. He's just like, oh, you look hot.
Creepy.
I'm a fan.
Right. I think that's the most useful one.
Yeah, I was thinking about this for a while. I was like, do I want a guy... I definitely was, like, set on a flying guy. Because I'll just get rid of my car, just have a flying guy, we're good to go. And I was like, all right, can't get Moltres. It's way too hot. Can't get Zapdos. Maybe I get Zapdos. Zapdos is one of my, he was my finals. But maybe this is because it's summer and it's like a trillion degrees everywhere I go. But I'm definitely going with Articuno. Yeah. I think he's awesome.
He's a boss.
Yeah. He's really big, but I just think like, oh, I'm hot. Oh, Articuno's here. You know, I'll just wear lots of clothes when I'm flying around.
You gotta wear gloves at least.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he's just blue and not like cold. Maybe like his outer skin is average temperature and his inner body is.
I mean, yeah, you could say the same thing about Zapdos.
I just put some clothes on him.
Zapdos is kind of spiky though.
Yeah, that's true.
Get you.
Well, Articuno's made out of ice. That's like strictly more spiky, stabbing thing, like icicles. Yeah. I don't know. Plus, I think, like, if you saw Articuno, you'd be like, oh, wow, that must be an endangered bird. If you saw Zapdos, you're like,
run?
What is that? What's that thing shooting out lightning bolts? That's clearly, you know, at least, like, Articuno, he's just, like, he's throwing his arm at you or something when he's hitting you with Ice Shard. Here's my arm. Jim, are you ready for our favorite?
What time is it?
I think it's trivia time.
Oh man,
it's our favorite time. It's trivia time.
It's my favorite time, at least. Is I don't it know how people know. Like, you should. All right, this is out for you guys at home. You should definitely send in some trivia questions. Mm. If they're directed at me, Gen 1 only, until I buy the game.
Yep.
But yeah, definitely send in your trivia questions.
I have a lot more questions though.
I hope you think this is fun, because this is the most fun for me.
It's a lot of fun for me. All right. It's a lot of fun. Jim, did you cheat?
I didn't cheat. I can't see that far.
All right. Trivia question number one.
How many trick questions? That's the most important. One?
Zero. Once again.
Cool.
All right. Once again, all about Gen 1.
Catering to me.
Catering to Jim, because he's a Gen 1 fanatic, apparently. All right, Jim. What is the highest non-legendary Pokemon that you could fight in the wild in Gen 1?
What do you mean highest?
Like the highest level.
Level?
No, it's smoking. Who's the biggest stoner Pokemon?
A wild Joe Cassano appears.
Oh, my.
You're going to have to cut that.
Even cutting it.
Let's see. I think it would be Rhydon.
Close. Onix. Really? Apparently you could fight him. I think it's level 59 at the Utopia. Like the last like wild place.
Oh, right before the Elite Four. Yeah. Okay. I kind of remember fighting Rhydon there too.
This is kind of a re-question, sort of, about something Kush said a long time ago. There's two Pokemon in Gen 1 that don't change weight and evolution. Name those two. This is he kind of talked about one of them. The other one, I wouldn't have believed this.
They don't change weight?
Correct.
I remember him talking about the ones that do change weight, like, drastically.
Yeah.
Is one of them Porygon?
No. One of them is Haunter. Goes from Ghastly to Haunter. He doesn't change weight.
Okay.
The other one is...
what's the other one he mentioned?
He didn't mention this one. Take a guess.
In Gen 1?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Muck. Apparently Muck and Grimer don't change weight.
Doesn't make sense, is it?
So I'm saying there's more puddling, more...
Definitely more...
Ooze?
Grime. And or Muck.
Alright. There's two Pokemon in Gen 1. This is question number 3. That are known as Egg Pokemon. Name those two Pokemon.
Chansey?
Correct.
And... Execute?
Correct.
Yeah, that's my first right one.
There you go.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. All right. This one, another interesting question. The last one you're going to love.
I love it already. Do a trivia.
Number 4. Three poison types from Gen 1. No. Yeah, there are three poison types. One of them is Seviper. That's the non-Gen 1 guy. That are in the Dragon Egg Group. The other two are in the same evolution chain. Name those. They're a poison type that's in the Dragon Egg Group.
The same evolution chain, you mean they evolve from one another?
Yeah, they're two of the same, like, essentially the same guy.
Dragon Egg.
I would have no shot on this, by the way. I would have been like, what? Then again, poison's the worst type. So, that and grass. Poison and grass are terrible. You put a like Venusaur, absolutely the worst. He's poison grass. Might as well just be not.
I'm trying to think of a type. Dragon.
Give you a hint. He's close to Seviper.
So, Arbok and Ekans?
Yep, Arbok and Ekans. Apparently they're Dragon Egg Group. I don't actually know why.
The Dragons?
Yeah, just the Arbok snakes. And, you know, Dragonite just Cobra doing work. Cobra
Snake spelled backwards. Where do you get Dragon?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. All right, this is the final question. This one, I don't know how hard this one. This one could be a snap call for you.
Okay.
What year did Gen 1 come out in America?
Oh, God. A snap call, really?
I thought maybe you just knew this one for sure.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think of how old I was. I'm going to say 96.
Mm, close. 1998. 96 is when it came out in Japan.
Oh, okay.
1998. Solid try, though. Solid try. You did get two right this time, and you came within two of getting three right. That would have been promising. That would have been promising. Before I move on to a few other things next week, I'm going to try to do it so where I kind of go over what we're going to talk about this the next week in the previous, so that if you guys want to send in emails and talk about what, you know, what your opinions are on it, we can do that. I will read them on the show. I will quote-unquote give you a...
Yeah, and if you do send us emails, we will cater our episodes towards, like, suggestions or...
if you have a suggestion for something you want us to talk about, that as well. You do. So next week, and besides a lot of the same stuff, I'm probably going to go... we're going to maybe go over Jim's team next week. Maybe.
I'll try to get that.
All right. But next week, we're going to talk about Gen 6, if it were to come out, what we would want out of Gen 6, what things should be changed, what we're looking forward to, any Pokemon types that we think should be explored, Pokemon that need evolutions, mostly the thing a lot of things that I'm thinking about are changes to the game. I'm not obviously not going to talk about it now. So if you have any opinions on that, and send them in, and we will talk about it and go over it. So this week, our move to consider of the week, Jim's a big fan because he loves drawing, is Sketch.
I think this move is really cool.
Yeah, this move is cool until you realize how bad Smurgle is. Sketch is the signature move of Smurgle. He looks like, I don't know if you've ever played the game Earthbound. It's the game that Ness came from.
Okay.
So there's just one part in it where, like, he's going through this village, and there's all these weird blue guys with, like, paintbrushes. They're just, like, really creepy looking. That's what he looks like. He reminds me of that guy, and I'm just like, oh, I'm scared. I'm so scared. So, Sketch, essentially, is Smurgle's move. Every 10 levels, he starts out with one, and then every 10 levels, he gets another Sketch, and you use Sketch, and it takes pretty much gets rid of Sketch and then takes the previous move that was used. So if they used Splash, now you're Splash Smurgle. If they use Stealth Rock, now you have Stealth Rock. And then with the next Sketch, it happens like the same difference, and then the third, the fourth. And then you can pretty much get any four moves in the game. It's a lot easier to do this with, say you're doing a double battle with a really, really slow guy, a really fast guy, I mean, so then they use the move and then you Sketch it. Or it's really, really hard to do unless you're in double battle, because you kind of got to try to predict what they're going to use. If you try to use it on them, it's kind of hard. So it's easier to use it in a double battle. But, you know, pretty much it's easy to catch a guy that can use any move.
I mean, can't you do it like a trainer-to-trainer battle where you, like, battle with somebody online and be like, I'm going to
It doesn't work online.
Like, the connection. Like, if you
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't save. Yeah, so if you use it online, it doesn't save. But that's what I thought originally, too. I was like, oh, let's do it online. But no, it doesn't save. You have to do it while you're actually playing the game. Wow. Yeah, so the double battle is the best way to do it. You just use the move you want him to learn, and then he'll just Sketch it over. He can learn he could have crazy combos. I mean, you can give him, you know, four fire moves if you want. Or he can he is a normal Pokemon, so I guess he gets stab bonus. I don't know if anybody knows. Stab bonus means same type ability bonus, attack bonus, I mean. It gives you a 30% increase in using the type you are. A lot of people didn't know that. Like, if Blastoise uses a water move, he gets a quote-unquote stab bonus for it, so he does 30% more damage.
Yeah.
So, but he's a normal type. There's a lot of things that Smurgle can be used for. The Baton Pass team, we've talked about it before, because he can learn any move, so then he could just Spore, put you to sleep, and then he could, like, do anything, and then Baton Pass it over. It's a solid choice. He's also the guy most used in breeding. He's used in breeding, like, him and Ditto are, like, tied.
Red Light District team?
Yeah, they're Red Light District team. Ditto and Smurgle, just doing work. Because essentially, if you breed a female with a that in the egg group of Smurgle with a male, Smurgle will transfer over his moves that Pokemon can learn, the female can learn, and, like, he can learn any move. So pretty much anybody in his egg group, which I failed to look up, solid choice on my part.
There you go.
I know. I think he's human shape and ground, maybe. I'd have to look it up. But he, I mean, he can learn any move, so it's easy, really, really easy to get those egg moves over to those Pokemon in his egg groups. Like, I remember, I think Infernape is in his, and that I used it for him. But he's a cool guy. He's, like, really interesting, very, like, a different way to do things. And it took some time to get used to that he's, like, a weird painting Pokemon. But he's not very good at attacks. His base stats are miserably bad.
That's unfortunate. Because, like, I would definitely enjoy playing a Pokemon like that, like, where it's, like,
you can have any moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really cool. I mean, he's probably fine to use, like, if you're just playing the game. But, like, in competitive, he's not very good. But I guess he's still usable. Anybody's usable in competitive, if you find the right niche. So we're going to go into our final section. We're going to talk about the Pokemon we love and hate. Did you decide, Jim, if you're going to play any of the challenges when you get the new games, by the way?
I think the first time around I might do that if my Pokemon faints instead thing.
I wouldn't suggest that for the first time around.
I mean, maybe not the first time. Like, if I had my old blue, I would do it. Because I know everything about it. Like, you know, like, I know where all the spots are. I know where all the TMs are.
I mean, the thing is, like, I suppose you could do it, being that I have all the Gen 5 Pokemon anyway. So, like, if it just dies and, like, later on you've successfully completed the challenge, I could just give it to you. Give you all the guys you want. Before I get into the Pokemon we love hate, I just want to say subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us. Just search 1500 Bust. And also, you can follow us along on our website, 1500bust.blogspot.com. That's the number, 151. You can also email us, 1500bust@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dutois, D-U-T-O-I-S. I always seem to forget the contact information.
Yeah, last time you did it right as we started.
I know, I forgot this time, but I just remembered. I was like, man, one time I forgot, and I remembered at the end, and I was like, after I finished, I was like, oh, now I gotta throw it at the end. So I threw it in, like, the credit music, but I was like, nobody's gonna ever listen to that. Nobody listens to the credit music. It's just there because, you know, because you need some sort of ending credit music, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The credit music. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like the intros for both.
If anybody is looking for the music I use, there's this thing called the Missing No Files. It's essentially a fan-based set of songs. Really cool, by the way. They're remixes to Pokemon songs. Like, they clearly, some people put a lot of time into this. It's really cool to listen. The one I used for the intro is the Mighty Mighty, I think it's the Mighty Mighty Pokemon, or the Mighty Mighty Boss. Yeah, it's the Mighty Mighty something or other. I think it's Pokemon. I think that's, like, the walking theme or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of them are really cool. Like, there's one called Out of Antidote, and it's, like, they took the When You're Poison thing music, and they, like, dubbed over that. And there's, like, I mean, some of them are kind of annoying. They have the Jigglypuff one, the Jigglypuff singing. That's still fine, though. You know what I listened to today, by the way? Magnemite.
Nice.
Yeah, I listened to it this morning. I was like, man, I missed this song. That's another cool video. Anybody, search that one, Magnemite, on YouTube. It's by, I forget who it's by, but it's a cover of the song Dynamite by Teo Cruz, I think that's his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's funny, like, anytime I hear that song Dynamite, I was at Dorney Park, I heard it, and I started singing along with it, but with the Magnemite words, because I don't actually even know the actual words to the Dynamite song, I just know the other words. And that's happened a lot to me. Like, I play League of Legends, obviously, and There's a lot of parody songs for League of Legends, like Don't Feed and what's the other one? Oh, now I forgot it. Whatever. But there's a lot of songs. And, like, I'll start singing along with the song when I hear it with the other version, with the version I know. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? But whatever. That's part of you know, the listening to parody songs. You like parody songs?
Not so much parody songs. I listen to the Lonely Island songs a lot.
Oh, those are good. They don't have any Pokemon songs.
No, they should, though. But they should. I mean, they would hate on Pokemon because they make fun of everything.
You know, they enjoy things.
Yes.
We even both made weird faces at each other. Maybe that. Maybe something like that. All right, so the Pokemon I love and hate this week. The Pokemon I love is Starmie. Starmie's a straight ball. He's really good at everything. He can a good rapid spinner. He's for some reason he learns recover, but he's not bulky at all. I don't know why he learns recover. It's like Alakazam. Alakazam learns recover, but if Alakazam ever survived a hit, you have hit a miracle day anyway. That man can't survive a breath of fresh air. And the same thing goes for Starmie. I guess Starmie can survive, like, a water hit and stuff like that. But Starmie's a water psychic, really good special attacker. Like I said, he can learn rapid spin, so you can get rid of their entry hazards, as well as he can learn a nice set of moves. Like, he can learn Surfer Scald and then Thunderbolt and Ice Beam. So it's a pretty solid coverage, and he's very fast. Plus, he's awesome looking. Plus, he's bringing it back in Gen 1.
Yeah.
Plus, every time you use him, you're thinking about Misty.
Yeah, Misty.
Misty. Mm. You know, we should talk about 1 week, like the hottest women in Pokemon.
It's got to be the redhead nurse.
I thought she had dark hair.
No, she was red.
I thought they all looked the same.
No, all the nurses look the same, and all the police officers look the same, but they look different from each other.
Like, oh,
the police officer is different than the nurse, but all the nurses are the same. And all the police officers are the same.
And Brock is straight loving them.
Brock loves all the women.
Well, I don't blame the man. He's just a little creepy.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, love making Pokemon do work.
Officer Jenny and Nurse.
I don't remember. You know what we should do at some point is just watch, like, 12 episodes of Pokemon.
I agree.
I agree as well. We should just start it at Gen 1.
Is it on Netflix?
It's not, to be honest with you. Man. I don't know why.
We should go buy the seasons.
We could probably find it online somewhere. I'll take a look for that.
We should go to Kmart after this and see.
Kmart? I'm not going to Kmart.
We see if we find the season.
All right. So, for next week, if anybody wants to test with me, I have a team I'm building that I kind of need to test a little bit. Let me know. I'll give you my friend code, and we will battle. We'll be battling. So. Let's do Pokemon I hate. This week, the Pokemon I hate is Quagsire. He's water ground. I hate bulky waters. Absolutely loathe bulky waters. Throw in the fact that he's water ground. Now he only has the 4x weakness to grass, which is an almost unusable type. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal. So hard to kill him. I've never want to use him. And I just hate him. And I hate the other one, too. The Mudkip guy. He's unreal. Annoying to kill. So, that's episode 11. We'll be back next week. Send in your teams, any questions, concerns, and we will go over it. We're 151 or Bust. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Jim.
Peace out, guys.